Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
What's up, guys? I am Caleb Giddings.
I am Keith Finch.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to another episode of Gun Day Brunch, brought to you by Taurus USA, makers of the Taurus 856 Executive Grade and the Taurus Judge Executive Grade. Soon, there may be new additions to the Executive Grade lineup. Keep your eyes and ears peeled for press releases around SHOT Show, because Lord knows everything comes out at SHOT Show. This episode is also brought to you by Guns.com. If you want to go buy any of these fine products from Taurus USA, you can go to Guns.com and purchase that product through Guns.com's interface, which actually has you buying from a local dealer. So not only do you get to buy a gun conveniently on the internet, you also get to support local businesses. So that's pretty cool, and it's something that we like. So in this week's episode, we have a special episode. If you read the title of it, you know what we're doing. So we are doing last minute holiday gift guides for your gun friends, okay? Because we recognize that we are all someone's gun friend. And if you are watching or listening to this show, you are someone's gun friend. What that means is you can then help them, help your other friends get ideas for what to buy the other gun people in their life. So, and we're going to skip the obvious answers like ammo and things like that, okay? The idea here is to provide, is to take, to give to you, gun people, a resource that you can give to non-gun people of things that they can go and easily buy where they don't have to go into environments that may make them uncomfortable or buy things that may make them uncomfortable, like knives, ammunition, spare rifle mags, you know, all of the things that I would think of, like, you know, the Glock P mags that I buy whenever I go do a transfer or something like that. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, when you go pick up a transfer, like buy a box of 22 ammo or a Glock mag or something. Anyway, so what we're gonna do, we're each gonna do two. We're gonna go around the horn twice with recommendations for things that you can buy for gun people if you are a non-gun person. Again, I want to stress to the audience, you are the gun people. This episode is to create a resource for you to give to non-gun people to be like, oh, I would like this. This is a thing that I would like. This is something that has value to me, stuff like that. And I will take the immediate, very, very easy, low-hanging fruit here, apparel. Like, good apparel from brands like you as a gun person, you know, you have a favorite shirt that you wear for concealment because it gives you really good access to the gun, also doesn't make you look like a tactical hobo, and is something that you really, really like. Get a couple more, all right? Go the Gabe White route and build your entire wardrobe around access to a firearm. And have six of the exact same polo and seven of the exact same pairs of jeans. Do it. Do it. But in all seriousness, if there's something
also
that you
known
like,
as the
right,
Peter
like,
Griffin route.
Also known as the Peter Griffin route, yeah. But like, and this is a place where brands like Verdix and 511 and there's another one out there that I can't, that Victos. I get Victos and Verdix mm-hmm. confused because tactical clothing suppliers with V's in their name. Come on. Diversify, you know.
It was like the letter X for a while. Everything required an X. If you didn't have an X in your product, it wasn't good.
So, but yeah, this is why like apparel is a really good thing. So like, be like, ooh, I have this plaid 511 shirt. It's very comfortable. It's not overly tactical, and I could use a couple more of them because this one's worn out or something like that. Apparel from your favorite provider is a great option because we always need new, you know, and it doesn't even have to be from a tactical company. Maybe you like Duluth Trading Company pants because they got really big pockets and you could put a fucking, you know, Glock 19 in your Duluth pants pockets. Okay. Whatever. So that's my first recommendation, guys, is apparel. And it's an easy win. It's low hanging fruit. And it's something that you can very easily, that a non-gun person is like, if a non-gun, and you know, I don't know about the Verdict's websites, but if a non-gun person goes to 5.11's website and it says, yeah, despite the fact that it says tactical, there's nothing tactical on display. It's people hiking, they're wearing vests, like, you're fine.
It's a very friendly space to people outside our niche. It's a good place.
They have a partnership with Reacher right now with the new season of Reacher, which, by the way, I'm hyped for. Loved the first season of that show. I want more him quietly beating people half to death. all right, so that is my first recommendation. I took all of apparel. Sorry, guys. Moving on to Keith.
I'm going to go from apparel to get your friendly neighborhood gun person a new MP5. Don't do that. I'm going to point out something, well, two things on the MP5, however, the flashlight here and the optic. So I'm choosing batteries.
Ooh.
Getting quality battery packs, going down the list of the oddball batteries like CR123s, 2032s, 1632s. If you give out a list of like, hey, guys, get me the good lithium ion batteries in these numbers, they can throw that into Amazon. They'll pop up with 8 packs, 12 packs, everything like that. And you will be stocked for batteries for a couple of years in nice sealed containers, and you're good to go. It's an easy stocking stuffer. It's an easy thing for people to get at. That's high quality and it's useful to you, especially if you're running flashlights fairly regularly. They eat batteries. You only have a couple hours of runtime at most, and you need to change them. So there you go. Do batteries.
Batteries is a really good idea, actually. That's so good. I wish I had thought of that. Batteries, very, very cool.
Well, you
idea.
Took apparel, so ha.
Yeah, I took the biggest category. I'm like, ha, all clothing. Ha, fuck you guys. But no, yeah, batteries is a great one. I mean, Lord knows. I think it was a couple of years ago, there was a blowout on like Surefire branded CR123s that they use in a lot of their lights.
I've still got those.
I have a tub of them in my office. I put Surefire batteries in my Streamlights just because I find, for some reason, the 9-year-old in me finds that amusing. All right. So Jack, who is relative down to me, what have you got for your numero, for your first suggestion?
I would be rather specific and not so broad. However, I think you should go and get your gun friend some retention rings.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Good.
This is a newer
shout
out from a guy, friend of ours, Daniel, yesterday, who he sent me this. I want to be clear, I didn't buy any of mine. He sent me a bunch and he was like, just figure out what you can do with them. And man, I have replaced all of my zipper pulls with these things on my bags where, like, if I have a bag, it has a pouch that's dedicated to medical stuff, because that's my greatest fear, is not having medical stuff when I need it. And instead of having a normal zipper, they now all have these.
I have one, so he gave me one as well, and I never got around to, I just have the one. There might be more. But I had these new cabinets installed in my office, which you can't see, right? And I didn't have door pulls put on them initially because they're recessed in a way that you can reach in and just pop it open with your finger, except for one. It's a little bit higher, like an eighth of an inch, but it's just high enough that I can't quite get my index finger in there to pop it open. And I took one of those rings and I put a nail through the back, looped it over the top, and now I just have a pull ring on the front of it with these retention rings. They're great. I absolutely support this as a purchase.
He recently came out with ones for phones, which I think are a lot cooler than a pop socket. I think they work a lot better, especially if you're in like a car or something bumpy. So yeah, these are not really expensive, so you can buy a bunch of them, and they go immediately on flashlights, pocket knives, medical gear, backpacks, jackets, whatever you want. The retention ring has an option for it. We're not being paid by him, but he did give us, I'm sure he gave us all some of these for free, but they're absolutely worth what they're paid for.
Yeah,
it's one of those products that you don't know how many ways that this is really useful until you start putting it on stuff and you're like, oh, this just made life better.
Yeah, they're absolutely fantastic. I 100% agree that you should go get that you should. That's a really good idea. What's interesting is I've actually found them. I don't have any of them applied to things that I would consider tactical. All of my uses for stuff like that is very non-tactical. It's, you know, a drawer pull. It's replacing a zipper or something like that. So I think they're great, and they are easy, wide open, multi-use things for people. For my second recommendation, I kind of want to do three, because I have two really good ones that are things that I find are very, very useful. I'm going to stick to my rule and just do the two, but I might do an honorable mention at the end.
It's our show. We can do what we want.
It is our show. We can do what we want. Hockey tape. Specifically hockey tape. And in this instance, so normally this is a situation where I would recommend Goon Tape. I'm friends with the founder of Goon Tape. I think it's a fantastic product, and I buy Goon Tape exclusively for, you know, wrapping grips and things like that. However, in this instance, I recommend Goon Tape by gun people for gun people, right? If you go to the Goon Tape website, there's a nun mask, a pile of cash, and a fucking bullpup, by the way, on it. So it is not a friendly environment. I think it is actually a Tavor, by the way. He has a Tavor with the handle wrapped in Goon Tape. But in this instance, I'll actually move away from the Goon Tape brand recommendation and go with hockey tape, because it's the same product. It is, and he's not shy about that. But in this instance, for the things that I use Goon Tape for, you can use regular ass hockey tape for, and you can tell your friends to go and be like, oh yeah, could you give me a couple of rolls of hockey tape? Why do you use hot? What do you want hockey tape for? For hockey tape things. Get the fuck out of my face. I want my hockey tape, you know? But hockey tape is super duper useful. I wrap almost everything in. I wrap most firearm grips in it. I wrap some other stuff in it. I use it for multi-purpose stuff. Like I have backpacks that have, like, you know, sometimes you have backpacks that have those really long straps that just dangle and there's no way to retain those straps. I roll them up, wrap them in a little bit of Goon Tape, done. It's a very easy application. And hockey tape itself is cheap. You ask somebody for two rolls of hockey tape, they can spend $20 and you have enough friggin' tape to last you forever, basically. That's the one I'm going to stick with. My honorable mention was going to be tell your friends to get you Fix-It sticks, because those are also awesome. And I think I might have stolen that from Keith just now. So anyway, Keith, what's your second one?
It wasn't Fix-It sticks, but Fix-It sticks were going to be part of the mention. Mine is any good small bit tool set with screwdriver, mm-hmm, Fix-It sticks have a settable torque, which is also really useful. But if you don't want to go that far, just any quality small bit screwdriver set, with the, you know, the TX heads, the Torx heads, the hex heads, every little screw that exists on all the little guns and gun stuff and handguards.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
And optics and everything, all of those, they're always different. They're never standardized. There are a few of them, but you can always use more of these little guys. Yeah. in the T10, the T15 size, you know, metric and SAE standard hex head bolts, all of those. Those are always really useful. So if you go and you can find these things at auto parts places, you can find them online a bunch of places. You can go to Lowe's or Home Depot and find good sets. There are good screwdriver, small bit screwdriver sets and little just handy tool sets everywhere. And it's going to come in handy. You're going to have that time where like, oh, I need to tighten this down. I'm glad I have my set that has the T10 head and the T15 head and the T20 head, because I have three different screws that I need to tighten down. And with that, you can also add both blue Loctite or another good semi-permanent thread locker, so that when you are doing this, you can apply thread locker to proper nuts and bolts that require them. So just good handy tools to have. So Fix-It 6 was a part of that because they are torque rated. So you can set a torque that do need proper torque. Guys, properly torque your optics. It's 2023.
I'll throw torque in another recommendation. The Wheeler fat wrench. It's this thing.
The Wheelers are really good.
Yeah, these are very expensive, yep. But they're worth every penny of it. I do have a side note before we get on to Jack's last recommendation. Dear entire firearms industry, can we fucking standardize what type of screws we're using in our optics, please? I don't care if it's hex or fucking Allen keys or Phillips head. I don't care. Well, I don't want Phillips head. That would be terrible. But other than that, I don't care. Just pick one, just one. I don't want to have 30. Do you know how many little tiny screwdriver bits I have sitting on my workbench right now? Because I've been mounting optics.
It'd be nice to have this, and that covers everything, and not this, and this covers half.
Yeah. Because I guarantee you'll get a new optic in for a review or something like that, and you'll open up the baggie and the screws, and you'll be like, "What the fuck is this? This is some weird French screw head that I've never seen the pattern before." Anyway, that is another beef I have. All right, Jack, what's your last one?
So I've sat here and I've tried to think about like what's a product that I think would really go well with the holidays and be easy to purchase. It's kind of hard to come up with one. So I am going to say, get your shooting friend, some cleaning wipes for his range bag.
Oh, that's a nice one. D-lead wipes.
They are a little harder to find. I find that most, like, I happen to have this sitting with me, like, disinfectant wipes and stuff like this. We pick up a lot of lead on our hands, and we're really just now starting to figure out how not great that is for us as shooters. Guys, there's a lot of medical reasons why you don't want lead in your blood.
It affects your wiener.
It does affect your wiener. It affects your heart. Both are things.
Ask me about de-leading my wiener.
So yeah, go get some de-leading wipes. Go get some basic cleaning wipes and start using them after the range. I'm not saying you got to be a crazy person with socks on your shoes, which when I worked at a range, we had to do that. We had to wear like these socks over our shoes to clean
those
range.
Yeah, those booties.
And just when you get done shooting, wash your hands. Now, a good range will have a hand washing facility there. If not, a couple quick wipes out in the car before you eat anything or ingest anything or touch your baby's face, hand them a baba, whatever. Just start cleaning your hands better. That's all.
This was something that we were taught, so that this got promulgated through the Air Force, was like effects of expedient ways to remove lead if you're in a field environment. So if you shoot like an outdoor range that maybe doesn't have bathrooms, bring a bottle of water with you that is large enough with one of those like sport caps on it. All right. That you can pop up so that you can get some pressure from it, because according to the DOD, even just rinsing your hands with cold water and then rubbing them together and then rinsing again will abate a lot of the lead issues that you get. It will help. It's not as good as washing your hands under cold running water for 30 seconds with soap, but it is better than nothing. And if you're in an outdoor range environment, it's not a bad idea to do that before you, you know, have your post-match cigarette or whatever it is that you do.
Especially touching the soft absorbent tissues that are around your body. Wash the hands first.
Yeah, wash your freaking hands, people. In general, people should wash their hands more, actually. If you ever talk to, if I ever get Melody back on the show, I'll just have her do her 20-minute rant on how the most important thing you can do to stay healthy is wash your hands with soap and water. So the other idea, you know what? We're going to do one more round. And the reason why I want to do one more round, not that we're trying to fill time, but because as we were having this conversation, I had a quick thought of like, what's the worst gift to get a gun that gun people get from well-meaning non-gun people? Because that has happened to all of us as well, where like someone's like, oh, Caleb likes guns. I'll get him this, right? And like, we've all gotten one of those. And this is not, and like, and it's always from well-meaning people and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I also want to put this information out there. Hey, don't buy us that. Don't do it. And I think for me, I hate to say this because it's always been done by someone who really does mean well, but don't, and like, I appreciate the effort that it took, but I've had people who didn't know anything about guns or anything like that, try to get me a gift for a gun that they knew that I owned and actually like went into a gun store to buy like magazines or a holster or something like that. And they got it wrong. Okay. And I love you and appreciate the effort that you put in to go into a place that you're not comfortable to try to get me something that you thought I would like, but you're going to fuck it up because you don't actually know what you're buying me. If you want to do that, and I will say this as someone who ran a gun store, buy a gift card. In that gun store, go to that gun store and get him a gift card, because then I can go to my friendly neighborhood gun store and be like, give me the thing that I've been staring at every time I've come in here. So if you are going to step out of your comfort zone and go to an outdoor store or a firearm shop or something like that, and you think you know the thing that they want, I guarantee that you don't. I love you. I appreciate you. Just get us a gift card to that store. Then believe me, we'll be happy.
I'm having that exact problem with a friend and their family group right now. I have a group chat of about four people who are not gun people. They don't know this space. They don't know this topic at all, who are trying to get one of a couple of gifts for a gun person. And I'm asking them all that, like, they're using me as the resource to rely on, but I'm not the guy with the specific guns. And I can't go ask him, hey, what do you want for this or this? Because that'll give it away.
Right.
So like I'm not very helpful here, but I'm wasting a lot of time and effort on trying to narrow this. And I'm sitting here like a gift card, which will bring me into mine. A gift card to a store I don't go to or a store that's not near me at all.
Please don't buy me a Dick's Sporting Goods gift card. I can't tell you the last time I set foot in a Dick's Sporting Goods was to spend a Dick's Sporting Goods gift card that somebody had gotten me.
Yep. Please get a Big Tex Ordnance gift card. Please. That's an online usable thing. BTO. Go get me money to spend with Ike. He and Chris can take all of my money. They have taken a lot of it. They will take more. Them and guns.com.
Oh, man. Just theguns.com, always getting us.
A gift, make sure if you are gifting a gift card, make sure it's usable by that person. Because if I get $20 to Bass Pro Shop or $50 to Bass Pro Shop, that's a wasted $50 for me. Like, oh, well, they have online. So yeah, but then I have to go over to get free shipping. If it's like, that's the thing with gift cards. I get it. That's how the gift card economy works, is it gets you to spend more than that in the long run. But still, now I have to find a small item from like Bass Pro or Cabela's or something like that, because I don't have any of those stores near me that I want to go to. So make sure that they go to them. Make sure it's a store they like to frequent if it's going to be an in-person gift card or anything like that. So whatever their local gun store is, whatever their favorite one is, get them that one. Not big chain store. Otherwise, you might as well like do Amazon, because a lot of that stuff is on Amazon. A lot of it's competitively priced on Amazon. So at that point, do Amazon, because they can probably get it there. And if they can't get it there, they can get something else that's really useful through that, because it's a larger, you know, it's such an interconnected merchant chain. So specifics on gift cards. Don't get them the wrong gift card.
Jack?
Stop buying me knives and flashlights.
Oh, yeah.
That was my other one.
I'm better at buying knives and flashlights than you are.
Right. I can't just, it used to be holsters and slings, which I always thought were like re-gifts. When someone would bring me like the camo patterned shotgun sling from the local gun store that was in the $5 off bin, along with a nylon gun bucket. Like, I don't need those things. They're not in my life for a reason. And now it's become, people are like, oh, I thought you might like a flashlight. And I'm looking at like, oh, the mouth detonator 5000 is right here in my hands. And I don't know how to express to you that this particular light's got bodies on it. And I gotta be like, oh, well, thank you. This is very nice of you, Grandma.
I saw a really cool ad for it on Facebook, and I know you liked that. And you're like,
You're like, I gotta pretend that this isn't ass right now. Thanks, Grandma. Right.
And all in all, you know what else you should probably get your gun buying friend? I'm gonna throw one in here. I'm gonna cheat. I'm gonna throw us out on the last note here. Here's another thing you should buy your gun buying friend. If they're really heavily into guns, just go ahead and buy them a Lego kit. They're probably autistic. They're going to like that.
So,
oh God,
it's also true. Can I tell you? Oh, 100.
I'm going down my list of like super like mega into guns gun buyers, and not a single one of them would, in any way, shape, or form, look at a Lego kit that you got them like here and go, oh.
Yeah, right. I don't care what the Lego kit is. I'm happy.
True story. One of the best things about having a 4-year-old is all of the trains I get to play with. And I have built some absolutely lit train tracks in my living room. All right. So, yeah, we're all a little bit on the spectrum. And with that, thank you so much for joining us for the 2023 edition of the Gun Day Brunch Holiday Buyer's Guide. If you liked our suggestions or you have better suggestions, drop them in the comments. Whatever you do, like, share, subscribe, follow, perform mandatory social media actions, and consume. And we will be back next week with an all-new episode.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.